This is the Greater Salt Lake Municipal Services District Board of Trustee meeting Wednesday, October 22nd, 2025 at 6 o'clock PM.
Thank you very much, Abigail. Thank you very much. Hi, good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the meeting to order and move into item number two, Pledge of Allegiance. If you'll rise and join me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Note for next time. Open the right shoulder. All right. Item three. Tabitha, have you received any public comments?
There was no public comments.
Is there anyone online who would like to make a public comment? Is there anyone in the gallery who would like to make a public comment? Hearing none, seeing none. Item four. Approved minutes for October 8th. If anyone has any adjustments or changes, I would take a motion.
I move.
We have one.
Mr. Chair, on item six, I noticed that we need to change the statement under spend of the public works operation budget of about $1.2 million, not the $2 million. That was inadvertently included in that, so I'm just noting that change.
So the change,
also might add that
it changed to where?
To item six. Changed $2 million to 1.2?
Correct. And a budget amendment will be brought forward later if necessary.
Is the assignment 1.1 then, or is it 1.2?
The assignment was less than.
Okay,
the
got it. Thank you.
Okay, with the exception of those changes, I take a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Have a motion and multiple seconds. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you very much. Item five, Mr. Grant.
I need to start sharing my computer. For those of you who don't know, I'm Joel Grant. I'm the HR manager here at CMSD. I know I had 15, but I will do my best to hit that mark for you. Quite simply, the MSD's current HR system and payroll system are not achieving the objectives we need them to achieve. Therefore, we seek tentative approval tonight by the board to replace our current system with another system. The new system will cost about $1,000 a year more, but it will resolve a lot of the issues we currently have, and quite frankly, it will save our payroll manager a tremendous amount of time, enabling him to do what we really need him to do, which is improve things that he is supposed to be outside of payroll. In 2023, the MSD contract with our current company, before I joined the MSD, and the system has not lived up to our hopes and expectations. As a result, we're seeking a singular contract with the company known as Paylocity, because they're a fully integrated payroll and HR system, and most importantly, or not traditionally, I should say, their system speaks quite well with the Hub International system that we utilize to conduct a lot of our benefits. So basically, rather than having our staff conduct multiple points of entry, we have right now about six different touch points. This will reduce that down to 2 to 3 touch points. There's some things coming in the future with URS changing its systems. We don't know exactly how that will play out, but given what we know of Paylocity, we are optimistic. Any questions on that? Okay, in that case, I'll move to the lower left quadrant, the RFP, or Request for Proposal. The MSD put together a somewhat cross-functional team of experts from various elements of the MSD, including staff, directors, and managers. Our intent is to make sure that we have a good cross-section of the organization. We budgeted $7,500 for the transition and about $22,500 for the first part of the fiscal year, or about $30,000 in total through June 30th of 2026. We conducted a three-stage process. When we conducted an initial screening, we received four proposals. Three of the four we thought met our requirements, and so they went into the screening, the capabilities and demonstration phase. Of those three, only one cleared all of the hurdles and made it to the cost assessment phase. Under Utah law, that meant that was the company you would attempt to contract with, and that is the contract you have before you. It's a pretty simple, straightforward process. Are there any questions on that section? Great. So, Paylocity. Paylocity truly is, we think, the best solution. There is no perfect solution. Whatever system we go to will have challenges. However, as I said earlier, it is a highly integrated payroll and HR system. One of our great challenges right now is we have two different companies. And when you call about a payroll issue, sometimes it falls actually in payroll, and sometimes it falls on the HR side. So you've got to call another company. And so we will unify that problem, as I said. As I said, the system itself communicates incredibly well with the HUB International and handles the bulk of our benefits. So that will reduce errors from staff, as well as realistically, HR is not perfect. It's just one more way we can reduce the error rate, as well as ease staff recruiting contention when we onboard them. Our current anticipated go live date is 1 January. That's about 8 weeks out. That is a very tight schedule.
That's the 26th, not the 25th.
I'm sorry?
It says 25th on here, Jim.
No, I'm sorry, 26th. Thank you. And by way of expectation management, again, we just reiterate, we're doing this on a very compressed schedule. We are underwriting that risk in order to close out our current contract on December 31st and open up our new contract on January 1st. Any questions on that quadrant?
Nope.
Okay, last quadrant. The contract. The current system costs are about $17, just over $17 a staff member. There's an additional $1,000 from the payroll company. It's about $2,400 a month, or almost $29,000 a year. Paylocity, which again is a fully integrated system that talks to all of our other modes, to many of our other systems, will be a one-time $9,500 transition fee. The original $7,500 we put into the budget was a prediction or guesstimate. And the annual fees will be about $29,000. If you're trying to do the math, you have to do a deep dive because there are some additional fees that are noted later on in the contract, but the $29,000, or let's just call it $30,000 a year, really is a good number, we believe, at this point. There's one additional factor as well, the price is going up. When we transition to the new system, we will be paying for more people than we currently are. While we have grown, we are not being billed for some of our staff currently, and that will change because the new company would like more money, and that seems pretty reasonable since they're providing us a service. The cost through the end of fiscal year 26, it will be about $25,000, so we're still technically coming in under budget, and the total contract cost is just shy of $70,000 because it's effectively a two-year contract. And again, we're just simply seeking approval to transition to a new system because it is a larger contract. Are there any questions? Oh, I'm sorry, I came in under 6 minutes.
That's not bad. So our current budget through the end of the FY, this will assume those costs, so we won't be any changes, and this will just be as we make adjustments for the 27 budget.
If a contract is as it appears to be, then that is correct.
Okay. Any other questions for Joel? Seeing none, I'd like to have a motion to approve the Human Resources Information System payroll contract with Paylocity.
So moved.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you very much, Joel.
Thank you.
Brian, are you leading this one? Or is Tamara online? Or, oh, Lisa's coming.
I'm going
to take it. All right.
Good evening, Board. This is for an agreement with Union Pacific Railroad. This agreement has already gone to Magnus City Council for a crossing agreement, a perpetual agreement with the railroad so they can cross it at 8400 West with the new sidewalk. This agreement includes both the perpetual agreement, perpetual crossing agreement, and $15,000 for the railroad to construct the portion directly on the rails. They won't let us construct that. Any questions?
Do they have any concerns?
No, Ryan approved it.
No, not currently. We've been working on this for a long time. We have a lot of school-aged children that need to cross the railroad to get up to the school from some new subdivisions and things like that. So.
It is a high priority project for Magna with the Cypress High School opening, and school students are currently crossing it without a sidewalk. Dealing with the railroad is always tricky. They are on their own schedule, not ours. So we're very happy to have this agreement, and we hope to get it processed quickly if we can get that session.
I looked at the numbers, so it's $59,566. We're just paying for the rights. To do it.
Yeah.
And then the $15,000 we're paying them to actually design and
build it.
Yeah. So total of $74,566.
Correct.
I will make a motion to approve this public highway at grade crossing agreement and Union Pacific Railroad Company for the construction and widening of the existing 8400 West public road crossing.
Also,
either don't matter to me.
Go ahead, Joe.
So, does this go out to the right of way boundaries of our road through there?
Yeah, and the project's actually larger than just the railroad crossing. It's a bigger segment. So this is just a portion of it, portion of the total 8400 West project. Did that answer your question?
So it's just because it looks like the right of way would come out farther here, at least on this side. Does it? The red lines?
I don't know. Which page are you looking at?
We're looking at the map.
Yeah.
You've got the map of the actual area, and you've got the right of way on the map.
It's got the old in yellow and the new in red. Are we going wide enough for our easement? It looks to me like the easement might be bigger.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
Cameron, do you know the answer to this one? Are you still online?
I am online, and I do not know the answer to this one.
You're right, it does look bigger.
I like to stump you guys.
We could follow up and get back with you. Ideally, we can get this approved so we can go out to bid and get this under construction.
I'm fine with approving it. I just wondered if, because it looks like this.
Go outside that red.
Might be the right-of-way area. And I wondered why we were pulling all the way out to the right-of-way. It looks, so see the yellow.
Current
one.
Occupied. And then new requested is the red.
Right. So the right of, but the right of way for 8400 West, is it this wide?
Oh, why didn't we go clear out to there? They
yeah.
probably didn't let us, would be my guess. The railroad is very tight on what they are. So this gets us what we need for our sidewalk. And they probably were not willing to entertain us having rights past that. I can confirm that, but that is would
I'm
be
just,
my guess.
I'm just curious because if we're that sort of right away,
in the future
want,
they would come.
I'd want
we
these
would have
kids
to,
farther away from the traffic, but I'm gonna.
Yeah, they're
I'm
already here,
it,
right? So it's continuing what we've got going.
Okay.
So it's within it matches, up and down of the road.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Any other comments or questions? We do have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none. Thank you.
Thank you.
Approve agreement for with Pronghorn Construction Incorporated for the 1300 East Median Extension at Galaxy Drive for the base bid of $63,980.
Can I make a motion to approve? I'm ready to be done with this Galaxy Drive.
I've been on the agenda for how many years?
Since we started.
It's a long-term project.
Is this the area that's also annexed into Sandy already?
It hasn't been. Not this
case. This is what happened.
No, we have a sidewalk project that has been annexed already, but we're continuing to work on it. See here, got my little exhibit showing what we're proposing to do, what we've designed.
Your mic's not on.
This is the intersection of 1300 East and Galaxy Drive. It is a unincorporated pocket within the city of Sandy. See here, the proposal adds a median extension to the north side of an existing median, and you know this side median on the left turn pocket southbound. Anyway, the intention here is to prohibit a left turn off of Galaxy Drive, southbound left turn. That this historically has been a very dangerous movement that a lot of people are trying to do during rush hour, and it has had some serious accidents and a lot of near misses. Enough that it attracted the attention of WFRC, and they gave us a grant for $62,000. It's actually right here. But $61,812. Anyway, it's a very efficient project on the MSD side of things because the MSD is only on the hook for a few thousand dollars. So, really good project. So we bid this out, came in under budget by a few thousand dollars, and Pronghorn was the winning bidder, low bidder. We're hoping for approval on this contract.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to approve the agreement with Pronghorn Construction for the median extension of Galaxy Drive on 1300 East.
I would second that.
All thirded and fourthed and fifthed.
Yes. All right. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. And then, Chad, you're gonna give us the skinny on the purchasing agreement adjustment.
Yes, the amending the rules applicable to small purchases, threshold for construction projects. This is intended to adjust purchasing thresholds so that we can set up a small construction vendor list, right? Approved vendor list. Anyway, we're setting up. So there's two changes in this. Currently, the state procurement code that we operate under allows us under $100,000, we need to get two prices for construction projects between. Okay, I'll start over. Under $25,000, we only need one price from a contractor, and we can award it based on that. We prefer to have more bids because more bid means more competition, hopefully lower prices. But we can award it based on just one price under $25,000. Currently, between $25,000 and $100,000, we need two prices and going with the lower of the two. This change will adjust both of those thresholds so that we can award up to $100,000 with just one price and up to $500,000 with two prices. So that's the bids. Formal bids between 100 and 500. Actually, in both cases, I think it's formal bids.
Yeah, but you don't have to get more than two.
Right. Just two, but it is.
If there's more than 500,000, everybody on the vendor list would submit bids. Yep. Between 500,000 and 2.5 mil. So this applies to a lot of regular contracts. This also applies to the emergency contracts.
Currently, the way food is a legitimate emergency, meaning it's a danger to health, welfare, property, there's a number of other categories. Legitimate emergencies, there's no competition. Basically, we can get a price, we can award it to anybody very quickly. So I guess you can still need your approval, but that can be done very quickly with no bidding process. The $100,000 threshold on this would be primarily used for urgent needs, like we have, in Kearns, we have a collapsing storm drain that we bid out quickly, but it's an urgent need, but it wasn't an emergency as defined by procurement code. So it allows to act quickly, but not in an emergency.
Yeah. Fine.
But on an emergency one, a declaration, you can go out and do the process, get it fixed, but you need to bring it back to the board to be ratified.
Yes.
Okay. If I may, Mr. Chair.
Yes, please.
I think the approved vendor list can be beneficial even on an emergency situation because you pre-qualified contractors that you have faith in, and one of those is who you can go to in the emergency and say, get out there and do it.
Right. So yes, as I understand, you're building a pre-qualified pool to draw from on any occasion. All right. Do we have any other questions for Chad?
I make a motion we adopt resolution 2025-10-02 to approve amendments to purchasing rules applicable to BMSD.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion or comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much, Chad.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. General Manager's report.
Hi, so we're working diligently on the process audits that were requested at our last board meeting. These audits will include visiting some other agencies to review their internal processes, to see how they have implemented steps to make them more efficient. West Valley does use CityWorks, so there'll be some visits going over to West Valley to see how they handle some items. We are finalizing open enrollment as healthcare costs were consistent with cost of living or below, so we were very fortunate to be well below the average seen with other agencies. Open enrollment will be in November. Mid-November. The review of job descriptions is done and HR is proceeding with the salary surveys. This will be a couple of month process. After that, we'll make some changes to our payment plans to be consistent with other similar agencies out in the market. The audit has been going smoothly. As far as I know, no concerns have been raised. I don't know if Stuart has anything he'd like to add. Very quiet here.
They're still going through it.
And that's my report.
All right. Any other questions, comments for Marla? All right. Is there any other city, town, unincorporated county, Greater Salt Lake Municipal Service District business to discuss? It's opportunity to identify any future agendas that we have not already discussed during the meeting.
I might actually just bring that up. I know you guys have your elections coming up. I wish you all the best of luck in that because I won't see you before that's done. Our next meeting will be after that, correct?
Yeah. And
I move we adjourn.
Well, I understand we don't need 12, 13, 14, 15, so we can go to 16 to adjourn.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. All right. See everybody.
Thank you. Aye. Have a nice evening, everybody.
Awesome when the meeting would end.
You missed, Sean.
Oh, gosh. I missed.
It wasn't bad.